This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. We're joined today by Tommy. Hi, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. Tommy, can you just tell the listeners a little bit about your career so far?
I work for GlaxoSmithKline at the present moment as a vending supervisor in Middlesex. Yeah, I do love what I'm doing, but it's just that you managed to have a career. That's the reality, because by you going to work and work so hard at this young age, you're thinking, what am I going to reap out of this? Although you do pay your bills and all them sort of thing, but you're thinking, oh, there's no career there. And by the end of the month when I got paid, everything is gone, you know what I mean? So you need to look for something really that you can make my money on, I suppose so.
Yeah, indeed. And I guess being a vending person, that's the kind of connection to electrical, isn't it?
Yep.
Definitely. What sort of work are you doing on the vending machines then?
Filling the vending, ordering, and take care of the vending.
So you're like managing it for that particular place?
Yep.
Okay. And what were you doing before that?
Before that, I was working for Tesco's.
Really?
Yeah.
So now you're thinking to yourself, right, I've worked it all out, I'm going to have a new career. How did you find out about Train for Trade Skills?
I think I was watching telly one day, sitting there, I think it was a weekend. Then I saw the advert comes on the telly, and I thought, yeah, I've been thinking about this, and there's no way you can go to college now whilst you're having a full-time job, like for some people like us, goes to uni. So, but when I saw it, they said, oh, you can do the course at your own time at home, then with time then you can come and do your training. So I find it really, really really good. So I just ring up and someone come and see me at home, then we talk about it, then I just sign up for the course, then just started doing it for the last 18 months.
Nice one. So how have you been getting on with the work at home from the books and the virtual reality?
I've done from module 1 to 12.
Great.
I've done all them one by myself because I failed a couple of them once, and then the second time that I took it, then I passed them straight away. But I didn't really get no one to explain to me or to direct me. Mm. It's all by myself at that time, and it's all by my own sort of pace.
That's kind of very rewarding, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So then you've done all of that, and you've come down to the practical centre. How's that going?
For the first day, you know, when you're going to places that you don't know what's going to happen, you just a bit frightened. But today we're out in the field and I feel a bit relaxed, really, and I'm on Jane, really.
Yeah. Well, it's not school, is it?
Kind of, really.
Well, how would you describe it to people?
It's just like you're going back to high school or something like that.
But you're not a student eating from the vending machines, are you?
No.
So when you've qualified and done all this, Tommy, what's your main ambition? What's the big game plan for you?
I love that question because everyone keeps asking that question, even at work, because I even work with some electrician people. I want to try, when I finish my course, know what I want to know, get my qualification and try and work for someone and get much more experience. Then I can take it from there, but there's nothing really major that I'm going to go and do self-employed, that sort of thing, really. I just want to, from here, what I learn here, then find a farm that is doing an electrician job, then I can carry on from there, then I can take it from there, really.
So you've got it mapped out as like one step, then the next step, then the next step.
Yeah, that's the way you have to do things. If you do everything in one, then you're just going to mess up, do you? Yeah,
absolutely. You are indeed. And just quickly, Tommy, where are you from originally?
I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa.
It's a lovely accent and a lovely place.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And would you ever consider going back to work there?
In Sierra Leone, my granddad used to be an electrician. He worked for the NPA, the Power Authority, in my country. So, but I don't really have any plan for that at the moment. I live in England, so
this is where you are.
This is where I am for the moment. So I don't know what's going to come after, but for now.
But at least the qualification, like City and Guilds, is accepted all the way around the world. So it doesn't matter really, does it?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Listen, mate, I do wish you all the very best with that, Tommy. And I look forward to seeing your name on the business card as the MD one day.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.